Inside the University of Alaska Southeast in Sitka, a team of volunteers has been painting for the last week. Their work will be assembled into a mural designed to highlight a serious community issue, domestic violence. KCAWZ Ronco reports.
Emma Brule, age 15, has been in a staring contest with Elizabeth Paratovich. The native civil rights icon died in 1958, but an image of her face has been gazing out from a piece of fabric, which Brule has been hunched over, painting for the last couple days.
Yeah, we're well acquainted, me and Elizabeth's face. We got to know each other well.
Brule is one of about 150 people who have shown up to paint the Choose Respect mural. It's designed to bring awareness to the issue of domestic violence. At the moment, the mural is broken into 18 panels, with portions of the design sketched on each, and little tiny numbers scribbled into the sketch by mural designer Eliseo Art Silva. That's right, this is paint by numbers, writ large, 12 feet tall and 24 feet wide.
It's almost like a topographical map where he numbers them. It really pops. It's really cool.
There's distinctive colors on each part of the mural, but they work together as one.
That's Silva. Setting up the mural as a paint-by-numbers event was partly done out of practicality so that many hands could do the work regardless of skill level. But Silva says it's also symbolic that a work of art made up of many components and images is also painted by many people.
Yeah, so in a way, murals is a democratic process that allows people to have a stage and manifest their invisible stories, and together they could imagine what Sitka would be like if we all have the confidence and courage to tell our stories and to share our dreams.
In order to design the mural, Silva and artist Sanessa Lundmark relied on stories and drawings gathered for months from throughout the community.
I love seeing ideas turn into something.
Ellen Frankenstein helped gather some of those stories.
There's something about how do you take an idea and then share that idea with people and then make it something physical, an object, a thing that people can look at and see for years.
Frankenstein is on the committee that's organizing the mural. She says they asked residents to submit what they called invisible stories, anonymous experiences ranging from the unhappy.
Well, we had a story from someone talking about staying in a relationship that wasn't healthy for her children because she thought it was better and thinking about whether that was the right choice.
To the very happy.
I had Sitka High kids did some stuff in the art class, and there were these images of surfing and travel and just things that people like or drawn to or important to them.
And that, Frankenstein says, is where the magic of the project is. The mural itself can't solve problems, she says, but maybe the dialogue that occurs in the process of putting it together, maybe that can.
It is therapeutic to even come and be part of this and to know what it means. We don't know all the stories behind, like, why people are here or what's gone on in their families or friends and community members.
Back inside, 18-year-old James License is holding a paintbrush with hands that are stained with splotches of dark blue paint.
I'm excited to see what this is going to look like. It looks like some sort of starfish, I think. I think I'm doing the ocean because it's mostly blues and blacks. So I've been trying to help with the community a lot and get people knowing what's going on, and I think this would be, like, a brilliant thing for everyone to see.
So he keeps painting, as does Emma Brule, who has finished the panel depicting Elizabeth Paratovich and moved on to other areas. She admits that when she showed up to paint at the beginning of the week, she was a little cynical. How can a mural prevent or curb domestic violence or bullying?
I think coming here, I've experienced firsthand that maybe it can't stop violence, but I really, really think it can help. It can start healing.
The completed mural will go inside a frame and then on display. The mural committee has chosen the side of Sitka's courthouse as its desired location, but nothing has been finalized. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.